Hi everyone, this is Nina Amir, the Inspiration to Creation Coach, and we are here with our July 19th, second session of the month, Women's Inspired Writing Results Group. We have a few more people today, so I'm excited. Hope you all are too.
Yes.
Okay, so Sue, you happen to be at the top of the list. Do you want to go first?
Sure.
Okay, so I'm going to read through your intentions and see where we are.
Okay.
You had write 2 hours per day.
Yes. Well, let me qualify that. I did for the first week, and this last week I've been mostly gone hiking, camping, so I kind of dropped it the second week.
Okay, so I'm going to write down, wrote 2 hours per day for the first week, then on vacation.
Okay.
All right. Determine the focus and theme of your blog.
I'm still not there yet.
Okay, so I'll leave that on intentions. Set up your Facebook page.
No.
Okay.
I think those go together, sort of.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, they kind of do. Create outline of book on Airbnb experience.
I did a little bit of that. I am nowhere near done, so I would say I started.
Okay, I'm writing worked on outline. Okay, purchase the author training manual.
I did.
Awesome. Are you reading it?
You know, it came while I was gone. I just got it today. I'm about 30 pages into it.
Okay.
So I haven't gotten to any of the actual exercises.
Okay.
But,
okay. Awesome. Okay, so any other accomplishments you want to add to the list?
No.
Okay, so I have wrote 2 hours for the first week, worked on the outline, purchased the book. Intentions, are we sticking with write 2 hours per day?
Yes.
Okay. I'm leaving determine focus and theme of blog on there.
Right. And then what I thought I'd do, I was looking through the manual, and I'm going to set a goal of getting up to step four.
To get a what? I'm sorry?
Getting up to step four of your steps. I don't know how long they will take me to complete, so I'm, it has the 9 steps of
right.
Doing them. So I was going to make a goal of completing step four. Maybe I'll do more, but as a minimum.
Okay, so I have get up to step number four, or complete, I guess I should say. Right? Are you completing three or completing four?
Through four.
Okay. Complete step four of the author training. Set up Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Finish outline of book.
Yep.
Is that good?
That is plenty.
Yes, that's a fair amount. Okay. I should have asked. Anyone need to leave early that needs to go soon?
I need to leave because I'm sick as heck.
Okay. Well, do you know?
Oh.
Sorry you're sick.
Thank you.
I hear you sniffling. Okay. We'll do you next, Francine. All right. Draft your proposal.
No.
No?
No, did not do that.
Okay. Publish new ebook.
It's still the designers.
Okay. Mind map your strategy for developing platform.
Yes, I'm doing that.
Okay. Would you say you started on it and you still need to keep working?
That's correct. I started on it. I still need to keep working.
Okay. So start mind mapping strategy. So I will put here continue, or let's say complete. Okay. Continue working on your platform.
Yeah, I'm doing that. Yeah.
Okay. Continue using downloads as lead magnets and sharing on social media.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Okay. Continue revising your curriculum.
Yes, I'm doing that.
Okay. And continue working on old book project.
I've let that go for the time being. I'll get back to it.
All right. Any other accomplishments? I have started mind mapping strategy for developing platform, worked on the platform, continued using downloads as lead magnets and sharing on social media, and continued revising curriculum. Anything else?
That's pretty much it, yeah.
Okay. Then intentions. Do you still want to draft your proposal?
No, not right now, but I want to continue doing all those other things that I've been doing.
Okay, so publish the new ebook, complete the mind map strategy, continue working on your platform, continue using downloads, continue revising curriculum, continue working on an old book project.
Excellent, yes, that's exactly right.
Okay, so that's all of them?
That's it.
Okay. Since you're sick, do you have any questions you wanted me to answer before you need to go?
No, thanks. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Awesome. So we hope you'll stay for a little while, but we understand.
No, I'm going to hang up. I'm really not well.
Okay. Oh, all right. Feel better.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye. All right, Peggy, you want to go next?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Let me start reading through them. Finish story for newspaper, no code or no care.
I have one more interview I'm waiting on, so but it's all ready except for that interview.
Okay.
So I could do it by next week. I'll get that
in. Okay, so I put worked on story for newspaper. Finish rewriting proposal.
I when I restructured, further on down it says rewrite the outline, I totally restructured my chapters and everything. So now, and I also, I converted from a proposal format that was in a book, that a different book, to your format, in your easy schmeasy proposal. This is going to take me weeks to finish, but I like it so much better because now I know which tense to use, which person to use, and that kind of stuff. So,
good. So you're finding the template useful.
Yeah, the template is great. It's just a huge process to convert it from what I had to what it needs to be. But it's going to be so much easier to read once I do that.
Yeah. And there, if you end up having me look at it, there are a couple of new things. I kind of need to update the template. There are one or two new things that I'm doing now that aren't on there that, you know, when I see your proposal, I'll tell you. All right, awesome. So I have restructured chapters, converted proposal format to the template. Then you had write Twitter posts and put on Hootsuite.
Yes, I did that.
Okay, and I have contact California Lawyers for the Arts.
Put that back. I lost my to-do list last week. That's my excuse. I dog ate my homework. I lost my to-do list.
Okay, well, that's on there. Contact new doctor for forward.
I did, and he declined.
Okay. All right, so. Any other accomplishments? What I have are worked on story for newspaper, restructured chapters, converted proposal format, wrote Twitter posts, and put on Hootsuite, contacted doctor for forward.
When I restructured my outline, I split things up into chapters that used to be subsections, and so I finished like two chapters within that and started on two others. So I did a little bit more writing. I wrote a lot. I just didn't accomplish a lot.
Okay, so you finished two chapters and started on two others. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds like you did a lot. Restructuring is always a process.
Whoa, yes. But I'm going to be so pleased that I go through it. I can tell already.
Good. All right, so under intentions, I have... Well, was there anything else you wanted to add to accomplishments?
Hey, Dan. Excuse me.
I think that's it. I need to clean up all these task assignments here.
Okay. So then under intentions, I have finished story for newspaper.
Yeah.
Finish rewriting proposal.
Okay.
Write Twitter posts and put on Hootsuite.
Yes.
Contact California Lawyers for the Arts.
Yes.
And what else? Are we contacting another doctor for forward?
One or more blog posts. I got to keep those going. Keep my name up there on the Google.
Okay. What about your forward? Are you contacting someone else?
Yeah, I'm having trouble figuring another doctor because the doctors who do what I'm writing about are either not answering me or declining. And I'm trying to find a doctor outside of what I do who agrees with my philosophy, but I'm having trouble.
Right.
And I did go to, what's that called? Help a reporter out. But I haven't, I haven't found one yet.
Okay.
So I guess what I need to do is find another doctor. Because I have to have somebody doing my forward.
If it is any consolation to you, I had the darndest time getting a forward written for my new book.
Oh.
I've never had trouble. Well, I wouldn't say I've never had trouble. On how to blog a book the first time, I really wanted Darren Rouse and couldn't get him. And then I ended up with two forewords, one by, Katz, who wrote the writer's workbook, Workout. And then the co-author of ProBlogger, the book, Chris Garrett. So I ended up with two, but it took me a little while. Like, I had to convince Chris Garrett to do it, really. It was lucky I had met him. And I'd met Darren Rouse, too, but he still declined.
Uh-huh.
And then my agent knew Christina, what is her name? Katz. Christina Katz. So that's how I got her. But anyway, then last time around for How to Blog a Book, it was pretty easy because I just asked Joel Friedlander, who's a colleague, and a friend. And then for the author training manual, we ended up, how did I get that one? James Scott Bell. I knew Jim a little bit, and I quoted him in the book, and then my publisher knew him, and so he contacted him for me. So I had help. You know, I mean, I didn't know him, but I had some help. And then for this book, I must have contacted six people.
Oh, wow. Okay, so keep going.
And I started with, we started kind of big, you know, with bigger names, and we're whittling it down, and my agent contacted one or two. We tried Stephen Pressfield, and he wasn't responding to me, so my agent contacted his agent, and then we got a response, which was just that he was busy. Like, we had several, I'm too busy, I have my own project.
Uh-huh.
And then we even contacted a friend of mine, but I had my publisher do it. I didn't want to ask her. And he asked her, and she said yes, and then she said, oh, I got called to jury duty, I can't do it. And I had, like, less than 2 weeks left.
Oh.
Yes. So I'm just telling you this so that you understand that it is not always so easy to get someone. In the end,
okay.
My publisher contacted someone else that I know, Dinty Moore, if anyone knows Dinty Moore. He's fairly well known in the writing world, and he is coming out with a book that has to do with, I think it's like The Mindful Writer. But anyway, I've met Dinty, so he knew me. Like, we've had conversations, I've interviewed him, but again, I didn't want to do it. And my publisher ended up offering him $250 to do it.
Oh.
I got it in a week. But I'm just telling you all this because it is not always so easy to get a forward.
Yeah. I thought the first person I requested would think it was such a wonderful book that he would jump at the chance, he said his university wouldn't give him permission, which I very much doubt because I know another author that works for the UC, and they didn't have any trouble getting somebody to write their forwards. I don't know.
Right. So just telling you, just so that you don't feel like you're all alone. Even those of us with some published books out there, we still struggle to get our forwards.
Okay.
So, all right. Anything else you want to add to your intentions?
I think that's it.
Okay. Awesome. Robin, how about you?
Yes. Hi.
Hello. So I have some intentions that I think might be quite old.
They're very old, but tell me, what were they?
Okay. Finish query letter, at least the draft, and read to writing group.
Oh, I did that. Yeah, I did that.
Okay.
Got some good feedback, and then I have been working on it.
Okay, so I've finished query letter and read to writing group. Okay. So now you're working on the draft. Should I put complete query letter on your intentions?
Yes, please.
Okay. Keep drinking more water.
No, I haven't been doing that.
Okay. Attend
Very
a Friday
important.
Mystery writing group.
Haven't done that.
Meet with sister, graphic designer for blog design.
Haven't done that.
Find structures to help me write.
Yes, good. I've done that.
Okay. So,
interesting.
Okay, so, any other accomplishments since we've seen you last or heard from you last?
Actually, yeah, a lot. I am editing and revising my second in the series, and I'm at page 100 out of about 325. So out of 85,000 words, I'm at about, 27,000. And I'm feeling better about it. You know, it's and then I've also signed up for the Catamaran Conference, which starts the last day of July. I'll be going to that.
Yeah, I went to that. I spoke at it last year.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I would have loved to have seen what you had to say. Jonathan Franzen is going to be the first speaker.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to be working with, hopefully, Elizabeth McKenzie, who wrote, and I'm reading it, The Portable Zeppelin. So another accomplishment is that I started to read both her book, The Zeppelin, since I'm going to be working with her, and also Franzen. Oh, I'm sorry.
A what book?
It's called The Portable Zeppelin, V-E-B-L-E-N, and that's the name of the main character.
Okay.
It's fiction. And then also Jonathan Franzen's new book, Fairly New Purity. And, you know, what's great is they're both set in the Bay Area and Santa Cruz, so I'm learning a lot from them in terms of getting permission to, in fiction, write about real places. So that's really helping me. So I'm reading and I'm editing and revising. And then I also signed up for the San Francisco Writers Conference Writing for Change, you know, in
awesome.
September.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
that's my favorite conference.
I can't wait to go to that conference because that's what it's all about for me, really.
Yeah, and I'm always there.
Good. And so I've been writing every day for the last maybe week and a half for sure. And before that, I was on vacation with my grandkids. It was really hard to write. And the other thing was my mother. You know, I'm living at my mother's every other week, and she just fell, and I was going pretty nuts, and so was she. And so we just got help every day. And that doesn't have anything to do with my writing other than I'm a saner writer. So there's that. And I think that's about it.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a lot, actually, with taking care of your mom and having
Thank
grandkids.
You.
So what about intentions? Oops, sorry,
my
go
intentions.
Ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's okay. My main intention, since the conference is in 2 weeks, is to finish, you know, this edit and revision of the novel. So if I'm at like 27,000 words and there's 85,000 words, I need to do like one third and one third per week. So I think that's I think the math works out there.
Okay.
So yeah.
I have finished the edit and revision of novel before Catamaran Conference. I finished
there.
One third
mm-hmm.
per week, and then mm-hmm. I had to complete your query letter.
And complete my query letter. Good.
Okay. Do you want me to keep drinking water on there?
Yeah, keep drinking water. My God, yes.
Do you want me to keep attend a Friday mystery writing group?
I wouldn't. No, because I'm not going to be around on Fridays for a while.
Do you want me to leave meet with your sister?
I do want to leave meet with my sister. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Anything else you want on intentions?
No, I think that's a biggie, and those two are biggies, and the third one too. Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks.
Nice to have you here.
You're welcome.
And Pat, we've missed you.
Oh, thanks. I was really cut off. Sorry, just finish
what you were saying. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, I was really cut off. I mean, there was for 2 weeks absolutely no cell phone or internet. So it's been a long time. I don't even know where I am anymore.
Okay, well, let me go through what you had for intentions, and then you can tell me what you have done, and we can add your trip on there and whatever.
Okay.
Write 5 query letters for articles.
Okay, well, okay. So I'm just going to rewrite that because I didn't. Write five.
That stays on.
I did write five letters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Work on Arcadia outline.
I did that.
Are you done with it, or?
No, I just mostly did it to make sure I wasn't going to be in trouble.
Okay, so I have worked on Arcadia outline, and then I'm leaving that in intentions as well to keep working on it.
Right,
okay.
Yeah.
Identify 15 more photos for the Arcadia outline.
Okay, I did do 15 more photos.
Okay, and does that stay on intentions as
well?
Yeah,
I need 170 altogether.
Okay. Start reviewing and addressing editors' comments.
Yeah, I just barely started. So I really, in the next 2 weeks, I don't know. I'm trying to think what's a reasonable, I really, feel the need to get this done, but I have no idea how, some of it's restructuring.
Well, can you do a chapter a week or 2 chapters a week?
I think I'd do half.
Half the book in a week?
Yeah. Some of it's okay. Some of it's fine. So
in a week or in 2 weeks, are you saying?
In 2 weeks.
Okay. Finish half in two. I'm sorry. I was writing. My husband has a baby downstairs. I got distracted. You said finish half in 1 week or 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Okay. Got it. Sorry. Okay, so any other accomplishments you want to add before we keep going through intentions? I have worked on the Arcadia outline, identified 15 photos, started reviewing and addressing editors' comments.
What I need to add to that is 10 more blogs.
You finished them, or this is what you're going to
do? No, I didn't finish them, so
okay.
No.
Sorry, I was still on accomplishments.
Okay, now let me think about this. No, it's been a blur. It feels like I've only been home a few weeks, but there's just been a lot. You hear this all the time, but there's new construction for a different house, and my daughter had a miscarriage, so things have been kind of up and down. So I haven't added anything to my accomplishments.
Okay, that's fine. That's a lot. So I'm just writing, took a trip and dealt with daughter.
Yeah,
that's a big one. So.
That was going to be our first grandchild.
Yeah. So that's a lot. That's an emotional thing.
Yeah.
So there's a grieving process. I had another call today with someone who was grieving. So, you have to kind of give yourself a little time.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, intentions. Write 5 query letters, work on Arcadia outline, identify 15 more photos, review and address editors' comments, and finish half in 2 weeks, and finish 10 more blog posts.
Right. And organize photos because I really need to, they're still fresh. I need to label and delete and clean up and put in folders all the photos I took. So they're easier to find when the time comes.
Right.
I find when I want to use one, I end up just plowing through everything. It's a mess. So this last batch, I want to get better organized.
Okay.
I probably won't include the one of the hippos mating, although it was interesting.
That sounds interesting. All right. Anything else? Are you good?
I'm thinking about. I really need to find places to get my articles in. That's the query letters thing, and then.
So I'm going to say research magazines.
Yeah. And then there's a new online magazine that I can't write for that's just got hacked and is down. But as soon as it's back up, It's got a big, like 114,000 readers.
Oh, wow.
In 4 months. And it's all about wildlife and nature and all that stuff. So I'm, as soon as that's back up and accessible, I'm going to start putting articles in that. So I need to stay in touch with Mahina, someone I met while I was there, so that I can keep that going, because that's a big deal.
All right. And remind everybody where you went. I went to
Zambia, up in the on safari in the bush country. And I spent 2 days in Dubai.
I wonder whether you went on safari in Zambia. We talked about this. I mean, I didn't remember the safari part. I remember you were in Zambia, but we talked about my niece being there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where were you in Zambia? Do you know which? Can you tell me which place you went to for the safari?
I was in the South Luangwa Valley, South Luangwa National Park, and the village is called Mufue, Mfuwe.
Yeah, hold on a second. Hey, Ron, is Kate in Mufue? Is that where they are? I know. Oh, they're not in Zambia? Oh, okay. She's not there anymore. Okay. Forget it.
Okay.
They had a baby and left.
She didn't make jewelry, did she?
No.
Okay. Because there was a Kate I know there who makes jewelry. But she's British.
She is actually British.
Yeah.
Long, dark hair?
No. Yeah. Boy, that's funny. Okay.
Yeah, I think she left. They went to they went somewhere else after they had the baby.
Yeah, you kind of have to.
Yeah. So, all right. So, anything else you want to add?
No, that's plenty. If I can keep on top of it, if I can make progress on this at the same time as we work on the house and trying to get all that stuff squared away and plan a wedding for my daughter in October, that's enough.
Yes, that sounds like enough. All right, so we've done accomplishments and intentions, so we have just about half an hour to talk about anything else you want to talk about.
Well, I got the edited copy back I have no trouble with her, the clarity of her comments I think they're valid, and I'm real excited about that. But I notice I'm just having a really hard time getting in there, and I'm not sure what that, you know, why that is. Does it make any sense? I mean, I've worked so hard on the book. I've got it down to this point. I'm pretty soon I could start writing a proposal and get it to those agents that are interested in it, and about the edited revisions, and I'm having a real hard time getting, I don't know if it's, you know, I don't know why I'm having a hard time.
Okay, so there are a couple things at play. Okay, so first, in my experience, this may not be the case for you, but in my experience, by the time the book comes back with edits from the editor, I'm kind of like, I just kind of want it to be done. I don't want to have to go in there and redo it all again and read it again and all of that. So there may be some of that going on for you, and there can be resistance to actually hearing what somebody has to say and making changes. So you have to ask yourself whether this is resistant, you know, what kind of resistance this is. It's obviously resistance. So what are you resistant to? What's the first thing that pops into your head?
I think it's the book itself. It's just, I think I'm kind of sick of my own words on paper.
Yeah. So for this, the only thing you can do is to get yourself all geared up to do the edits and, you know, block time and just say, you know, for an hour a day, this is what I do, or whatever, you know, however much time you want to block out for it. Because I can tell you what, if you get a traditional publisher, you have a couple more edits to go through.
Right, right.
So, you know what I mean? So it's like you got to kind of just wrap your mind around the fact that this is not the first time, it's the first time, and that, you know, just keep your goal in mind that you want to have the best book possible. and block out that time and just make yourself do it and then reward yourself when it's done and then do something else. You know, because, like, I'm reading mine for the last time. I've already read it so many times, and I'm, you know, I'm blocking out an hour every day. And I haven't figured out exactly how many pages I have to do, you know, every day to meet the deadline.
Yeah.
So you really could just kind of have to do it that way and just reward yourself when it's done. And, you know, just get yourself all energized about sitting down to do it. The other thing is that there's a certain point in the process, I think, for some people it's when you start writing. Some people it's when they are almost ready to finish writing. And some people it's at this point when the book starts to feel more real because somebody else has actually gone through it and, you know, that kind of thing. And you're getting close to being able to write the proposal, that fear comes up. So you need to ask yourself what you're afraid of.
Well, sure. I mean, there's the fear that I have put years and thousands of dollars into this and that it isn't good enough.
Yeah. So
that means someone will look at it and think, oh, it's, you know, it's not good enough or there's no market for it.
So is that fear real in terms of, you know, I mean, do you in your gut think that the book's not good enough?
I've kind of lost some of that perspective, but then I get, you know, the editor's comments are validating.
Okay.
And the publishers or the agents who first heard it way before it was better, you know, liked it. Yeah, I think it's just fear of being, yeah, having somebody, fear of someone rejecting something I've put so much into.
Right. So what are your payoffs for allowing the resistance to take over and not working on the edits and the revisions? What's the payoff for that?
I think I've always worked better under pressure. And so by sitting on it for a while, I can by not tackling it kind of in a systematic fashion without pressure. You see, you know, what I'm getting at is it's like I need pressure. I perform better under deadlines and pressure.
Okay,
and
but so that wasn't payoff, what I asked you.
Yeah, I know. But
what do you gain? Payoff is something you gain. Something
you
see as positive, even though it may not be positive. But what do you gain by not doing the revisions, like jumping in there and doing
them? So then I can just tell everybody I'm writing this great book and everybody's impressed and it never grows up and leaves home. I just get to go around telling people how great I am.
And what is the payoff for that?
Not much, really.
Well, there's something. It goes back to the payoff for not doing the work, doing the revision. What are you avoiding?
What am I avoiding?
What do you get? Well, see, when we avoid something, so let me take that back. You're avoiding doing the work. But by avoiding doing the work, you gain something. So, yes, you gain that you can just keep saying you're writing and you don't have to worry about it being rejected or whatever. So go beyond that. If you don't ever do the work, what do you gain?
Right. I'm not real sure what...
Well, it probably goes back to your fears. You get to avoid finding out that the book isn't good enough.
Right?
Yeah. That's the payoff, is you don't ever have to find out that it's not good enough. So what are the payoffs, what I would call positive payoffs? What do you gain if you sit down and you plow through the revisions and you get it done? What's the payoff for that?
Oh, this huge giant millstone around my neck. I mean, everywhere I go, it's in the back of my brain, and I'm feeling tremendous sense of anxiety.
Okay, so your payoff for doing it is you lose all that anxiety.
Right, and then my, yeah. I can, it's
and
my,
what else? What other payoff?
What else? Well, the other payoff is that it does go well, and it goes off on its way, and and does what it was intended to do, which is help save elephants.
Right. And if it's done, yeah. You already said if it was done, you'd be ready to work on the proposal.
Yeah.
And so that brings up a whole other set of payoffs, positive and negative, right?
Yeah.
So my suggestion to you is that you sit down with a journal or at your computer, doesn't matter, and write down my positive payoffs, my negative payoffs for working on the revision, and take it as deep as you can, deeply as you can. So, if it gets to, the payoff is then I get to write the proposal, but if you start feeling like, I don't really want to do that, that brings up fear, then you delve into that.
Okay, yeah. And
does
I
that
can
make sense?
It, yeah. There are some things I would do on a journal that I wouldn't probably talk about right now.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Good. Do it on your own instead of in the group.
Yeah.
And really
okay.
Go as deeply as you can. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope that helped.
I have another idea. This is Peggy.
Hi, Peggy.
So a suggestion that we had last week that really helped me was to change your location. Don't sit down in the same spot where you wrote the book. But I went to the library, and then I intentionally left my cell phone in the car, which I had almost a withdrawal from. But then I had to it's all I could focus on, and it really helped, move it so I could move along.
Yeah, because I think, weren't we talking about not editing while you wrote? Was that it?
It was about being in that slump.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about not editing when you write a week before, yeah.
Right, true. So, this whole thing of, there is a different, it's a totally different mental process to revise and edit than it is to create. And so you need to keep them separate. And so Peggy's suggestion, she was in a slump, and so I said, go somewhere different. Don't write in the same place. But for you, it can work the same way. So if you normally write at your desk, you might want to take your laptop and go sit somewhere else to edit.
Well, I gave my laptop to my daughter because it was a Mac, and I just decided I wasn't, I'm working on a PC, and I was just making me crazy trying to do both. But there's no reason why I can't put that book on a flash drive and go to the library and use one of their computers and work on it.
Yeah, and then just mail it to yourself.
Pardon me?
Mail it to yourself before you leave the library so you have a backup.
Yeah, that's just a really good idea. I think going there and not having the interruptions that I get at home and no phone calls and not knowing what's going on with the house or anything else would be helpful. So I think that's a really good idea.
There's another thing you can do if you're willing to spend just a little bit of money, and that's you can go to FedEx Kinko's. They have computers you can rent.
Oh,
yeah.
Put some money in the game.
Yeah.
It's not very expensive, but you can, buy an hour of time.
Is it quiet?
Yeah, it's pretty quiet there.
Okay. All right. Well, either one of those, that sounds good.
Okay.
I think that's a really excellent suggestion.
Yeah. Or else if you're working at home, then if you can't do that, then you need to kind of change gears some way. Put on a different hat. I mean, physically, put on a hat or do something different. You know what I mean? Do something different that says this is now time to edit.
Yeah. Okay. That makes perfect. And that's, you're right. I mean, I'm looking at my desk right now, and I can see how just picking up and moving would make a big difference. See, I used to have an office, and I didn't ever work out of the house. And it's been sometimes that's tough for me to do.
Right. Yeah, I have to remind myself to do it too.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome. Okay. Other questions?
Hey, Nina.
Mm-hmm.
It's Robin.
Hey, Robin.
Hey, I'm actually babysitting my three younger grandkids with Dennis, and one of them is screaming, and the other one is also whining, and I think I have to go.
Okay.
Not a good example of having boundaries, but I'm sorry.
That's okay. We understand.
Well, are we going to meet in 2 weeks?
We're meeting the first week of August.
First week of, oh, good. I'll be down at the catamaran, and I'll be asking you how to manage my time there, because conferences are really weird. So I'll talk to you then.
Yeah, so we'll be meeting same time, but August 2nd.
Great. Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Okay, take care.
Bye. Thanks.
Okay.
Okay, I'm starting to feel organized.
Good. Who else has questions? We still have someone else on the line with us.
Yeah, who else?
Who's still here? I just kind of know what I need to do. I will have questions once I do it.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's see. Who else is still on the call? We have Peggy, Pat, Sue. Is that it? Peggy, Pat, and Sue?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah,
well, Peggy and Pat, then it's up to you if Sue has no questions.
No,
or we end early.
I signed up for the Writing for Change conference, too. Love to hear about what it is.
Okay. So it is a very small and intimate conference, 100 people, and there is I actually opened the conference with about a 7 to 10 minute talk, and then after that there's a keynote, and then the rest of the day is basically panels. So there'll be panels on everything from, you know, platform building and promotion to writing and publishing and, you know, all the stuff that you need. But what it is that the focus is on books that are making a difference and on writers who want to make a difference in the world. And so it's just a really nice conference because everyone you're with is wanting to make a difference. They're all change agents. And so it's a really lovely, intimate conference. There are usually one or two agents and one or two editors, and you can take a break. There are 10-minute breaks between the panels, and there is a lunch break, but there aren't any other real breaks, so people just sign up during some of the panels to go speak to an editor or an agent.
Oh, good.
But so you can do that as well. There's no extra charge. You just do it for free.
And it's real inspiring, though, too.
Yes, it is. It is for sure. I mean, we've had people who we had Dan Millman there 1 year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we've had all kinds of people. Last year, I can't remember who it was. But
does Dan Millman live in Northern California?
Yeah, he does.
I think he probably lives in the same community I do, but he may be hiding out because I see his name around, but yeah.
Yeah. So that's what it is.
Well, cool. So it really would behoove me to find, if I could find that doctor to write my forward, because then I would be in much better shape to present my idea by then.
Well, you never know. I wouldn't let that hold you back because occasionally an agent or a publisher has somebody in mind, like somebody in their stable of writers.
Uh-huh.
So I have a couple books, and my agent keeps saying he has this guy who he had a foreword written by Nelson Mandela or someone. I can't remember now, but foreword was written by someone big, and it made his gave his book a big push. And he keeps saying, well, he was going to ask that author to write a foreword for me, but that's because that's one of his authors as an agent. You know, it's and so sometimes, like with my publisher, where my publisher said, okay, well, you know, here are some, you know, like James Scott Bell, he's written for us before, so, you know, I'm happy to do it. Dinty Moore, well, you know, we've had him at conferences. I'm happy to contact him for you.
Wow. Well, you know, my book is kind of feministic, too, so maybe I need to be looking for a feminist writer to write my forward rather than a doctor, you know. Because
why don't you brainstorm all the, you know, the major things about the book and open, yeah. you know, open up a little bit.
Yeah.
What about Christiane Northrup?
Who's that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Christiane Northrup is the leading writer and speaker on women's health. She wrote a bunch of books on, like, hormones and, you know, menopause and that kind of thing.
Oh.
But my sister is actually associated with her. She wouldn't be able to help you any. But Christiane sells, you know, is a USANA distributor, and my sister's under her, and I'm under my sister. But I still have no. My sister has been to Christiane's house, but she's Oprah's gynecologist, you know, Oprah's doctor.
Oh wow!
Yeah. So, and she's very conscious.
Well, yeah. It wouldn't hurt to just. To send her a letter, right?
Right. Check it out. Yeah. Okay. The other thing is sometimes it's easier to get a forward once you have a publisher.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is another reason not to feel like you have to have that. But I would show up with a list of people, you know. Say,
okay.
I've already contacted these, but, you know.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
Even though it's such a disappointment.
Yeah, because the other thing is those people who said no to a foreword, they might be willing to write a testimonial, a blurb.
Oh, that's true. That's true. And I do have one person writing my blurb who wrote, he used to be the editor of Mother Jones Magazine, the founding editor, and he wrote an expose about the Dalkon Shield. Well, that's identical to what I'm writing about. It's a device that injures women and kills them at times. So so he said he would write it, and he's my age. So he says, if we both live long enough, that's what a act of confidence in me that is.
Well, those are all
somebody,
options.
Yeah. Who's got my back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I live in a community of writers. You know, Point Reyes is, it's got so many writers, but But I like
Peggy, you should really, if you're going to approach her, you should really maybe go to a library or something and see if you can find her book and read it.
Oh, yeah, I would do that for sure.
She's
yeah.
very, she's really on the cutting edge of medicine and teaching women about their bodies and things that, you know, that upset the doctors sometimes.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's what I'm writing about.
So if you could refer to some of the things that she's said or written or done, you know, maybe she'd see that the connection.
You definitely need to tie in. It's the same like when you approach an agent, you know, sometimes you need to tie in to something that they've represented or.
And I have her book, but it's packed away in a place where I can't get at it, so I'd send it to you.
You know, I think at some point I'm going to accidentally send my proposal to a woman who has one of these things in her and is struggling with it, an agent, because there's 4 million women with these things in. So I have a feeling I'm going to trip on that person. She's going to go, yes, I want this book, you know, because it hasn't been talked about. It needs to be talked about.
Right. Well, an agent like that could be a good advocate for the book.
Yeah.
And by the way, it says two things here. It says that Dan Millman lives in Northern California, and then it says he lives in New York. And I do have a vague recollection of him moving to New York.
Oh.
But I don't know which one of these. I haven't clicked on them. I just kind of Googled it. And you know, I haven't read through them, so I could be wrong. Could be quite the opposite, and he moved from New York to Northern California. Other questions?
No, I'm satisfied.
All right, going, gone. Sue, you don't have anything still?
No, but I will come armed next time.
Okay. All right, well, we covered some good territory tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
So, yeah, forewords are tough, forewords and blurbs, but make sure that you keep that blurb, the foreword, you know, those who are rejecting you, if you're actually getting a response from them, I would write back and say, would you be willing to, you know, or do it when you're ready, you know,
at
this point, because you've already, you know, had the correspondence with them, but you can write to them later and say, you know, I know you didn't have time for a forward, but would you be willing to send a blurb? And if you're going to do that, then I always make it easy for people. I send them the manuscript if I have it, and I send them the overview of the book proposal and the table of contents and the chapter, and sometimes the chapter summaries.
Yeah.
Because you can't expect them to read your whole book necessarily. And I offer to write samples. You know, sample blurbs for them.
I do refer them to my blog because, you know, modeling it off of my blog, my book.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but be prepared to write some samples. So, you know, like Rick Frischman has given me a blurb for all three of my books, and he never wrote them. He didn't read it. He got the book later. I mean, I sent him all the stuff I just told you.
You sent him
not the manuscript. I sent him the overview and the table of contents. And I have a connection with him because he's written a couple books with Mike Larson and with Jill Lublin, and these were people I knew. And so I was able, and I can't remember, there might be another one with somebody else I know. And so I was able to drop names. You really have to just have no qualms about doing whatever it takes. And so I just dropped a bunch of names. I was one of his affiliates, and so I responded to an email he sent me. I was trying to get paid and not getting paid, and he was emailing me from his cell phone. So I just responded.
Oh, good.
By the way, I know so-and-so, and might you be willing to write a testimonial for my book? And he said, write one for me.
Oh, wow. Cool.
And so I just send him one every time. I just send it to him. And,
sweet.
You know, ask him, and then I send him the book later, and he likes the publicity.
Sure, that makes sense.
Yep. So, anyway.
Okay. It's 6:58.
All right, so we'll call it a night, and we'll talk again the first week of August.
Okay.
Which is in 2 weeks. And until then, ladies, go out and achieve more inspired results.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.